from the mouth of babes. We hear that a lot. We might even say it a lot. But do we believe it a lot? The book of Psalms says that God proclaims God's will and way and truth through the mouth of babes. And that was part of what Jesus' message was too. The one day when all the families and kids wanted to see Jesus and he was trying to rush them, or his disciples were trying to rush him away, and Jesus said, "No, let them come, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." What is it about children and babes that seem to be such an attraction for the divine path? What is it about children and babes that seems to be the default for the reign of God? Well, part of it could be, and I've heard people say, well, it's their blind faith. Well, that might be part of it, but I often don't experience that kids have blind faith. They'll give you a chance, and they might give you a lot of chances, but they still know what's going on, sometimes much more than what we think they do. I think rather the reason that God and Jesus keep going back to this idea of the babes and the children is because we don't expect for God to show up that way. When you look at Jesus' life and message, and one of the themes that I've been trying to promote over these last 6 months, is that we have to be careful about where we assume God's leading will come from or where we assume it won't come from and thereby miss it because of those assumptions. For all the world is God's, and God is in all the world. And so at any moment in time, we can be surprised. And so I think that's partly why Jesus kept talking about the children. It's because we don't expect to hear. It's not their job to carry those heavy messages. But lo and behold, often over and over again, the very voice of God comes through them. And what does it mean then to be like children? It means to be able to be okay and open with the idea that God can use you. That's one of those thoughts and feelings that, excuse me, we often have trouble with. I know that in this kind of system that we've set up in the church, it's oftentimes looked to for the pastor to do the prayer, or the pastor, you know, when it gets, you know, lay people can kind of do this much of the stuff, but then when it gets a little spiritually, then that starts to feel like the pastor should come in, right? I had one guy, one of my churches, I was over at the parsonage helping him paint, and he was so shocked because he thought, well, that's not your lane. You know what I mean? Your lane's not to paint. He said, well, you know what we call pastors when they perspire? I said, no. I said, what do you call that? He said, we call it holy water. Because he said it's as valuable and as infrequent as holy water. So being able to be the children of God, first of all, we have to believe and have to accept that God can use us. without degrees, without exposure to theologians and books and all that stuff, that God can use us at any moment in time. And that frees us up to be able to speak messages of love and kindness and goodness all throughout our days. Not to worry that for some reason we're incapable of carrying that message along. But the other thing that I think it means to be like children of God and to be able for God to use us as the messenger and be able to carry the message is that we have to not be afraid to look silly. Somewhere along the way, I think it probably happens in late elementary and middle school, kids start to notice what other kids are really thinking about them, and it might even happen before that. And you can see something come over them where they start to try to check themselves, and they start imagining how they look through others, and then they start adapting their behavior to do that. And over the years that we live, sometimes that becomes part of a master skill that we develop. And I wonder why. The ability to be authentically ourselves is a difficult task, but it's one that God calls us to be. It's actually a revolutionary task, but one that God calls us to be, and one that children can easily do. And so I think it also means that we just need to be ourselves. Just be ourselves. I had a neighbor, she was a church treasurer at one of my first churches, and she had a granddaughter, and the granddaughter had this reputation for just coming out with all kinds of things to say. It's part of the reason why I stopped handing kids the microphone at children's sermons. And she said she was driving one day, and it was in the evening, and the sun was setting, and her granddaughter was in the back. And a lot of times her granddaughter would say something that would embarrass the family. But she said all of a sudden, she said, "Grandma," she said, "look at the sky," and the sun was setting. And Grandma said, "Isn't that beautiful?" She said, "God made that just for us." And she said this little girl who oftentimes people cringed when she spoke because of what she might say, threw her arms open wide and said, "I want God." Out of the mouths of babes comes things that make us shudder and nervous, and things that transport us into the very presence of God. My friends, Jesus said, "I have much more to tell you, but you're not ready yet." And that is true of all of us in every church and every person throughout time. It's as true today in this moment as it was when he spoke it 2,000 years ago. But when we're ready, God will give us the message. The Buddhist saying says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. What I'm suggesting today is that the teacher might be tiny. They might be jumping around and moving around more than the rest of us in worship. They might have all kinds of excitement. They might have all kinds of joy. It might come through a child. And if it can come through a child, then it can come through us. And if it can come through us, then it can come anyway. When we're ready, God will appear. And we will see.